This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Hurricane Barry made landfall Saturday in Louisiana and weakened to a tropical storm after a slightly westward shift that looks like it could spare New Orleans the brunt of the storm's fury. Barry came ashore near Intercoastal City, packing maximum sustained winds of 120 kilometers per hour. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham says, though, residents should be prepared for a significant storm surge.
3 to 6 feet along the Louisiana coast, and it doesn't come down quick. The water comes up, and depending on the wind direction, with this slow movement, in some places it takes a little longer for that water to come up. And even if it's reached its peak, it's slow to fall in a lot of these areas. So you got to be careful.
Residents in New Orleans are fortifying their homes and stocking up on supplies as Barry rolls through the Gulf of Mexico. City officials have advised residents to shelter in place, with the exception of two coastal parishes south of the city where mandatory evacuations have been ordered. Authorities in Somalia say the death toll from Friday's attack on a hotel in the southern port city of Kismayo has climbed now to 33. The president of the Jubaland Regional Administration said another 56 people were wounded. AP correspondent Andrew Meldum says that Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility.
Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. They were pushed out of Mogadishu and other major cities several years ago, but they still maintain a large presence in Somalia in the rural areas, and they carry out frequent suicide bombings and hotel attacks in the capital, and now as we see in other important cities in Somalia.
Somalia's president has described the attack as wicked and cowardly, carried out by terrorists against the Somali people. This is VOA News.